Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited for another installment of our segment Investing Shorts, and very happy to welcome back Charlotte Dunford to the show. Charlotte, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, Charlotte is with Johns Creek Capital. She's a mobile home park investor currently based in Georgia, and you should definitely go back and check out her show. It's amazing. Today, I want to ask you, Charlotte, for this Investing Shorts segment. You know, you're an immigrant from China. You came here at a very young age, 16, not knowing English. And it's been 11 years and you've made a career for yourself in the real estate space, private equity, mobile home parks, real estate space. And I, you know, a lot of people, especially immigrants, I can imagine it's just very intimidating to get into a space like this. And I just love to hear how you overcame any sort of limiting beliefs or obstacles around, you know, being in a demographic that just is not very well represented in the space.
Right. So I think the biggest thing is to not think of yourself as the biggest thing is not to think that, oh, I'm kind of alone in this space and everybody else is of a different kind of a demographic. I think, you know, think of yourself as a player, as someone that who will be very important in this space, as someone, you know, have dreams and have this drive to push yourself to become someone will play the same games with these people and actually win. And that's actually how my journey of immigration blessed me with, because I've come to the United States by myself without my parents, and I didn't know a soul in the new country, but I never saw myself as someone who was inferior than, I say, someone who was born in the United States. I, you know, involved myself actively in all sorts of, you know, activities. I really immersed myself in the culture, never thought of myself as an outsider. So you would be amazed to find out that once you don't think of yourself that way, others won't either. And you really just have to be confident. And I think that would be, you know, you would not be as intimidating as it is. And even if it is intimidating, that's what courage is about. And doing something despite of it, despite of being intimidated by it, that is what we call brave. So I think that's important.
Yeah, for sure. I think that makes a lot of sense, is, you know, everything that you just said, and just circling back to something you said in the beginning, is seeing yourself as somebody who's not separate, but somebody who's going to be an important player in the space, and figuring out, you know, just kind of like not necessarily making it a thing, right?
So, right.
Yeah. What was it like to learn English in this country? Like, how long did it take you, would you say?
I'm learning. We're all learning every day. I think for me, it's progression. It's at the beginning was rough, but you learn slowly. You pick up things every day. It was obviously difficult because I would be thinking, I'm the kind of person who I didn't want to be seen as, you know, not being able to speak English well. So I would practice before I talk to someone. Okay, so how do you say this? You know, I would wait outside of the principal's office, going to the office, talking to him, but outside the door, I'll be practicing, you know, pacing back and forth, practicing to myself. Okay, how do you say this word again? Looking it up in the dictionary and just practice it. I look like a mad person, but, you know, that was obviously nerve-wracking. But I think the most important thing, like you said, is the mindset of really just really putting yourself out there. Putting yourself out there, try to speak. And, you know, there will be people who will laugh at you. I mean, that's just how it is in life, and, you know, train yourself to embrace being laughed at, because a lot of time that's important in business. Sure. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's, it was nerve wracking, but it was also fun at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. You know, making it into something that's fun rather than scary mm-hmm. or intimidating is, yeah, a great strategy. And I'd love to also just ask you about your identity as a risk taker. I don't know if we talked about that in the previous show, but how did you develop that identity? Because, you know, our identity is such a big part of helping us actually take massive action in our lives. And, you know, we rely on our identity for the kind of support and backing that we need to be able to make whatever kind of moves it is that we like. And I know you mentioned that you believe you're a risk taker, and I'd love to hear how you develop that identity.
I think it's important to take risks, also at the same time to take calculated risks. I think there are several parts to that. One is definitely something you're born with. I remember when I was little, I would go to a swimming class, and it was my first time. I've never been to a pool before. I never jumped in the water before, but the teacher couldn't find me after 3 minutes because I've jumped in and swam somewhere else. And that's given no swimming experience. I just wanted to try new things. I was just curious, you know, have this natural curiosity towards the world and seeing, you know, that's interesting. Water is interesting. Let me jump in and see what happens. So that's kind of the, you know, natural thing. But I think, again, don't be too risk averse, because especially when you're younger, but, you know, any age, because doing is better than not doing. Taking actions be much better than not taking action. From my experience, you know, when you fall, you always fall forward. You know, you fell forward, you improve, you realize what you did wrong or right. You're always improving at the end of the day, had you not taken any action. So I think, you know, taking a risk in its essence, it's taking action, putting yourself out there and doing something that you were afraid to do or you're not sure about. But guess what? You will never be sure, 100% sure of every single thing. You will have to be sure of the things that, you know, that's critical. And you have to have contingency plans. That's extremely important. You can't just blindly take risks and have no plan B, C, D in place, because that would not end up well. So in any business decision, you need to take action, make a courageous decision, but also think about, what do we have to fall back on if this doesn't work out? So you have to have that thought out. Yeah. I definitely don't recommend people blindly taking risks, because that would just be not wise. But I think there is another, you know, don't push it to that extreme, but also at the same time, don't be afraid to take actions if you believe that's right and you can learn from it and do the right thing. Really, it's really cliche, but do the right thing, you'll be fine.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, lux-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Yeah, for sure. I think I really like how you described that. And you said something at the beginning that I want to drill down onto, and that's important to take risks, because I mean, well, yes, calculated risks, and yes, you know, don't blindly take risks, but I want to just focus on this. It's important to take risks, because a lot of times people say, oh, that's risky, you know, as if like maybe you shouldn't do it or something. But why is it important in your mind to take risks? And obviously, you know, that they're going to be calculated.
Yeah. So risk in itself, right? The definition of it, I need to look it up in the dictionary, but something risky means something that, you know, is seen as dangerous, right? And it's seen as something outside of your comfort zone. That's risk to you. So risk means that you have something to lose if this thing doesn't work out. So I think it's important to take risk and do it anyways, even though you have something to lose, because here's the truth. I think you always have something to lose. How would you know that had you not taken this risk, you don't have anything larger to lose? had you not, you know, how would you know that you're not losing out on this big opportunity? So, you know, don't be afraid of loss, you know, in terms of risk. It's important to proceed given the fact that there might be some loss, because business, if you want to be successful at business, you have to accept the concept that there are losses and there are wins. You have to understand how to balance that. And another really important thing is that if you don't take risk, you won't be pushed out of your comfort zone, right? You're always comfortable, right? People say, oh, I'm not comfortable doing this, meaning that's too risky. So yeah. If you're always inside your comfort zone, you will not grow as a person. You will not grow as a business. You should always be uncomfortable. You should always push yourself outside your comfort zone. What does that mean? Taking some risks sometimes. And I think life starts on the outside of your comfort zone. And that's how you truly grow. And I've gone through many, many challenges, even just from the past couple of years of doing my business, lots of difficulties, lots of uncomfortable situations, and lots of uncomfortable rejections, discussions, and everything. And that's so important and so precious to propelling me to a better position, because that's how you learn. And that's all from taking risks and taking action that might be a little bit risky for my business, for myself. But as long as you have contingency plans, as long as you're not blindly taking a risk for no reason, if you have a solid reason behind it, you want to do this, then I say go for it. It's important to make things happen and take action.
For sure. Yeah, I love how you described that. And I want to circle back to one thing you said, which is, you know, those experiences that you had that were difficult when you started your business, rejection, difficult conversations, you know, you called those precious because they propelled you forward. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Right. Rejection hurts, you know, rejection really hurts. It actually triggers an emotional response for you, but for everybody, really, for everybody, for me, for everybody. So it's so important, because through rejection, you understand what the market wants. Rejection is a gentle way, maybe not so gentle for some people, a way for people to understand what the market wants. The market's pushing you slightly, telling you, hey, that didn't work out. He said no, or she said no. They rejected you. Here's why. Here's how you need to improve. Your product you're offering is getting rejection. It's kind of like this chisel to kind of like turn your product into a better thing that people want to buy. You could have the best product in the world and people don't want to buy it. That means nothing. It doesn't have any business value. So getting rejected and testing the water, really, testing water is another risk-taking activity, really. So that's the only way that you know what people want, what your customers want, and you will explore new things. You'll find out new needs, and that's how you grow any business. And that's how, as the visionary of John Screw Capital, I think that's my job, to really think outside of the box and push the limits of what a product can do. And the only way to do that is to receive 99 no's and one yes, and see, why did that person say yes? And why did those 99 people say no? Maybe that person who say yes is truly our customer. Now, what does he look like? Mm-hmm. Let's investigate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Love it so much. All right. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte, for all of that valuable information and just perspective that you just shared with us. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
All right. So the best way to reach me is through our website at johnscreekcapital.com. The side, I pointed it correctly, this, and that's my email address as well. You can email me directly or fill out a form on our website. Very simple. I will respond within 24 hours.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Really awesome having you on. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.